So you may not know this, but a few years ago, John had auditioned and tried out to become the stadium announcer at Petco Park for the Padres.
There's a blast from the past. More than a few years ago, madam. Mm-hmm. And I didn't just try out.
No, you made it quite a ways in.
I made it at the top three.
Okay.
And didn't get the job.
Oh, I know. And you were really excited about it.
Of course I was.
But afterwards,
kind of
I think afterwards you were kind of relieved.
Well, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how I was going to do this job and that job. That was the goal. I didn't think I was going to get as far as I did. Frankly, I kind of think the Padres,
they let you get it.
Maybe strung me along so I could use my big mouth to talk about it. Either way, it was a thrill of a lifetime. I got to announce one inning of a major league game. It was a spring training game, but it was still a dream come true to announce a big league roster. I'm getting chills thinking about it right now.
Well, apparently you're still trying to break into that business.
No, that was... What is this?
Sunday gets called to the pods, knocks a bomb, wins the game for us on Sunday.
What am I listening?
So
that's me?
This is audio of you at the game on Wednesday, apparently being a play-by-play announcer.
Has a chance right now to, at the very least, to tie the game. Base is loaded. One out.
Get through.
Not going to happen.
Where...
I have my people. Well, I thought it was kind of cute that you were sitting there being the, you know, kind of like a play-by-play person on it.
Okay, I wasn't being kind of like a play-by-play. Well, it kind of sounds exactly like that.
Yes, you were.
All right, well, let me explain. First of all, I had no idea that you were recording me. I don't know who was recording me. I actually, myself, was recording because I was trying, you see, now in your face all over the place, I was trying to get show content. And I thought it'd be really, really, really cool if the guy that we just brought up, this Austin Hayes story, which has been fascinating. Austin Hayes was out of work last week.
Right.
Gets a call Sunday morning. Hey, you want to come play baseball for the Padres?
Yeah.
Okay. Goes and plays baseball for the Padres. Only hits the game-winning home run. It was a beautiful Cinderella story.
Yeah.
And he got up again on Wednesday. And I thought it'd be cool to capture that live while it happened to maybe use for social media.
Right.
It didn't happen. As you can hear from my riveting play-by-play, he hit out play over, inning over, nothing happened. So yeah, the only reason I didn't send it to you, so he didn't get the hit. So it was, I don't even know how you got that, weirdo. But you got it, and go ahead, make your fun. Yes, I guess I was doing play-by-play, but it was for possible show content.
Next time you gotta actually be a little more animated and loud.
Well,
there's a reason
why I'm not an actual play-by-play guy.
You sounded more like a golf announcer than a baseball announcer.
Yeah, I guess. Hey, man. Maybe I was also not trying to bother people around me, not knowing that someone was, like, looking at me and weird. All right, anyway, yes, I do. I would love to do that someday. You know why I worship Don Arcillo so much and Jesse Agler. Those guys are great. They've got a job that I don't love my job, but, I mean, come on. Talk baseball all day?
Right.
Hey, please hang out with us because at 7:35, our KSON Country Christmas headliner, Max McNown, tickets go on sale for that show today, by the way. He's going to be joining us, checking in, seeing how you're doing. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.